Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. The arts have taken an economic beating during the COVID-19 pandemic closures. Performance cancellations have been hard to recover from and have caused some organizations to shut down entirely. The Lawton Community Theater is facing the struggle head-on. After being forced to cancel the remainder of their current season, losing the revenue from two major shows, they have seen success with their summer kids camp and are now hopeful that they will get a substantial audience for their classic rock benefit concert. The benefit will take place at McMahon Memorial Auditorium to allow for social distancing. Charlotte Oates, Lawton High School principal and director of the benefit concert, is excited for the audience to see what they've been working so hard on.
We're doing a classic rock review, and we're hitting all of the classic rock bands from the 70s and 80s, starting with Queen, ending with Queen, so it's kind of a Queen sandwich, with all of the other good stuff in between. We've got Journey, Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, all of the Bon Jovi, all of the big bands from the 70s and 80s. We have ensemble numbers. We have great solos coming up. Amanda is doing Barracuda. Sean Calix is doing Faithfully. I've got several other solos going on. Katie Van Heusen is doing Black Velvet. I've got Alyssa Rodriguez is doing a Landslide from Fleetwood Mac. There's lots of really good solos happening along with all these big Doobie Brothers. We start the show with We Will Rock You and end the first half of the show with Listen to the Music from the Doobie Brothers. And we start the second half with We Built This City. And then we end with We Are the Champions. It's a really great show. There's a lot of great people that are giving up their time, that are volunteering their time to, you know, make this happen. To me, it's unfortunate that we can't do it at the theater because I like the small, more intimate setting for a theater. I'm hoping that it, you know, we don't lose that small, intimate feel because it's going to be staged at McMahon Auditorium. Very grateful to McMahon Auditorium for allowing us to do that, because then we can spread out and include more people and they would feel, you know, safer. You know, that's important, I think, to theater goers, that they feel like they're part of the show. They feel like they're part of that atmosphere. I'm hoping that that works out okay. I do know that McMahon Auditorium has a fantastic light and sound system, so that will definitely enhance the show. It also has a couple of screens that Bryson Peterson is going to use. He's got some great video and pictures already that he's going to put in while we are singing and dancing. There's just a lot of really good stuff happening. We hope that the theater patrons will come out and support us, because the theater patrons have missed probably the performances as much as we have missed to them. And the theater needs that support still. And we hope that they come out and support us at McMahon Auditorium as much as they would if it was at LCT.
The show will feature LCT notables such as Amanda Ritchie Spanigal, Noah Rivera, and Mary Ann Dutcher, to name a few. The Lawton Community Theater Classic Rock Benefit will take place on July 17th, 18th, and 19th at McMahon Memorial Auditorium. More information can be found at lawtoncommunitytheater.com or on the LCT Facebook page. Foreign students attending American colleges who take classes entirely online this fall semester cannot remain in the country to do so, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced Monday. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports Oklahoma's two largest universities are standing behind their international students and working to make sure they can stay in the country.
The University of Oklahoma and Oklahoma State University are both planning to have in-person classes this fall. So rules that could boot international students affected by the coronavirus pandemic likely won't impact them. State Impact received statements from both schools. OU's response says that the new ICE guidance presents an array of anxieties and uncertainties for its international student community, while OSU's statement urges its international students not to make any sudden decisions regarding their plan of study based on the July 6th announcement. Spokespeople for both universities say they'll continue monitoring the situation and will make sure that, come fall, international students can still call campuses in Norman and Stillwater home. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
KCCU encourages you to stay safe and keep your loved ones safe by following the recommendations of your local authorities to stay home as much as possible. Wash your hands frequently, do not touch your face in public, and please wear a mask. If you or a member of your household are sick in any way, stay home and self-quarantine. Be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
I'm Helen Sini, host of Deutsche Welle's weekly news magazine Inside Europe. We dig a little deeper into the important stories shaping the region. From Dublin to Moscow, the issues facing Europe are also touching many Americans. So join us this week as we explore the people, politics, and culture of one of the world's most dynamic regions.
Inside Europe, Sunday mornings at 9 and Wednesday afternoons at 3 on KCCU.
I'm Scott Simon. Plan to join us Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.
This Saturday morning from 7 until 9 here on KCCU, your public radio station for NPR News and classical music.